Yeah, I'm sorry. I it's just a lot has happened over the last few days. Thank you. Yeah, a glass of water would be nice. It's gone. No, I didn't take it off. I didn't take off my collar. No. I wasn't trying to run away. I wasn't trying to leave. Well, I was getting your shoes, and I went to the store that you liked. It was your favorite store, and I was just walking home. And this woman came up to me, and she said she... Yeah, she started getting really close to me, and she took off my tag. She threw it in the gutter, and I couldn't get it, and... Yeah, and I told her, I told her it was illegal, and she just laughed, and then she stole it from me. You know, the thing that she. It's you're gonna be mad. She forced me to get a claimed tattoo. So the mark on my collar is being marked out. It crossed out. I'm sorry. I didn't have a choice. I didn't want to. I promise. No, I'm sorry. I know. I'm sorry. I know. Please stop breaking things. I appreciate everything about you, and I appreciate everything you do for me. But I really didn't have a choice. She pinned me down, and I wanted to stay pure for you. I really did. Yes. We'll get the tattoo removed. But I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I'm really fucking sorry. I'm you're really scaring me. Please. Okay. I'll go to the bathroom. Yes. Whatever you want. You can throw them away. I'm sorry. No. Please don't go. I'm scared. I'm scared without you. Please. Hi. It's nice. The bath feels good on my sore body. Thank you. I don't feel very pretty. No, it's okay. I understand why you'd be mad. It was a lot, and I'm not mad at you for being angry. I'm sorry. I should have been more careful. You're right. Yeah, she said that she was gonna remove it from the own database, and I thought she was lying, but I can't believe she actually did that. Oh, okay, that's good. I'm glad that I'll be owned by you again legally. I'm sorry. I don't want to. I know it's embarrassing. But yeah. I'm here. I'm home, and you don't have to worry about it anymore. Thank you. Okay, I'll be done soon. Yeah, it still really hurts, but I appreciate you helping me take care of my bruises and cuts. Yeah, she was very, very rough. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Please don't look at the tattoo. It's ugly, and we'll have it removed soon, I'm sure. Thank you for the kisses. Yeah, yes, she was really rough, and she left marks on my neck and hickeys and. What do you mean? How did it happen? Well, I don't really want to talk about it. It was really scary and really violent. Do I really have to? I really don't want to. Did I like it? No. I didn't like it. I'm sorry for crying. I'm sorry. I didn't like it. I didn't like it. No, I'm not lying. No, I didn't. Being so mean. No, I did not like any of it. I really didn't. No, I didn't like it. I didn't. Please don't call me that. Please. I'm not a whore. I never even asked. I didn't want it to happen. I didn't want to embarrass you. No, this isn't a way to lash out. I want to be, I just, I don't want to talk about it. No, please stop. Stop touching me. No, I didn't. No, she didn't. She didn't do that. She didn't. No. She didn't. To put it back there. She didn't. Yes, I'm telling the truth. She didn't do that. Are you gonna hurt me? Okay, sorry. You just scared me for a second there. You were really loud. What do you mean we can work with that? I love you too. What do you mean by I'm still a good husband? You don't need to do anything. I'm yours. I just what do you? Oh, okay. I'll lay down on my back. And that is more comfortable, I guess. Oh, you're going to do that. I don't Okay, thank you for using lamp and oh, that hurts. Just one finger, please. Please. It hurts. Yes, you own it. You own my ass. Yes, you own that hole. You own my cock. Yes. Okay. I'm sorry. I'll stop crying. I'm sorry. No, not a third. Please, not a third. Please, not a third. Fuck. I can't help it. It's good. No, I didn't get as hard with her. I didn't like it when she did it. I didn't. I promise. No, please. No, what are you putting in there? It's too big. I don't know. My cock is hard. No, please get off. Please get off. Please stop. Please stop. I'm so sore. It wasn't my fault. I'm sorry. I let her rape me. I'm sorry. Yes, it should have been yours. Yes, you own me. I'm sorry. I let her do that. It's my fault. Yes, it hurts. It feels weird. I don't like the way it feels. It's too big. It's so... Yes, you own me. You're the breadwinner. You're the woman of the house. You buy me everything. You take care of me. You're everything. You own me. You're in charge. Yes. I belong to you. Yes, you're fucking me. You're my wife. Yes, I'm your pretty little husband. Yes, I'm your whore. Yes, please come, please finish. Yes, I'm yours. I love you too. I'm sorry to cry. I'm sorry. I'm just so happy to be home. Yes, I understand. What? No, I can still go out. I don't need to be kept in the house like that. Yes, honey. I'll be your pretty little house husband. Your property. Your little property.
Hey, this is Billy, your ASMR boyfriend and husband, I guess. And thanks so much for listening to this. This was really fun to do, and kind of a challenge. As I said, I think before in the last audio, Meanie is such a fun writer and I love working with him. And it's always just so fun to play the victims of his scripts. I kind of hope he does an M for F one day so I can play it. I would fill that so fast. So please be sure to thank the writer and be sure to upvote the original script if you can. It's always really appreciated. Just as a reminder, because this is aftercare, there's nothing wrong with enjoying hearing me cry and whimper and beg and live out this sort of consensual non-consent fantasy. I mean, that's honestly what these audios are at the end of the day, because I'm not really being sexually assaulted. I'm not living in a matriarchal society. You and I are creating a dynamic where I am creating a audio in which I am simulating the, sexual assault by you, the listener, and you're consenting by clicking play. So I don't think there's anything to feel bad about. I love playing this role. I love playing it in my personal life. I love writing it. I love everything about it. And you shouldn't feel bad about enjoying it either. At the end of the day, it's just fantasy. No one actually got hurt. I don't know. It makes me happy that you enjoy it. So if anything, you listening to this and commenting or whatever, makes my day. And so the only good things come from this, really. So thank you so much for listening and just, supporting me. I appreciate it. And again, there's nothing wrong with you. You don't need to feel shame or guilt or post-nut clarity on this one. Just enjoy it and accept it for what it is, fantasy, and you'll be okay. I'm sorry if that was a little rambly, but it's I've been up since like 4 a.m. So, you know how that is. With that said, I'm going to go ahead and read a poem for you, and then I'll let you get back to your day. This poem is by S.K. Williams. I won't always have the words to pull you back from the dark, but I will always be here to sit with you in it and take your hand, or wrap my arms around you until it passes. For every day of sunshine, there will be a night of darkness, but I want to spend both of them with you. Thank you so much for listening to this audio. Please take care of yourselves, and I will talk to you again very soon.